Hi, this is Laura with Kick-Ass in Life, where I help you get hired fast, be smart with money, and be a happier and healthier you. I am so happy to be here with you all today, and I would like to ask, have any of you set goals for September yet? So last week we talked about goal setting for September in a few key areas, including personal, career, family, friends, relationships, and money. So if you haven't yet done so, I recommend going back and listening to that episode because it is still September. It is still a perfect opportunity for you to set some goals. And I think it'll really help because September is the new January. And I think setting some goals for the rest of the year into next year, perhaps 5 years longer term, is a really good way to keep moving in the direction of your dreams. So that I just wanted to give a plug. If any of you have set goals, send them to me. I want to hear about them. And today we're going to talk about the biggest reason why you are not hearing back in your job search. So I get this question a lot, which is basically, I'm not hearing back. Like, I've been applying to a ton of different jobs. I don't understand why I'm not even getting to that first round interview. That is a toughie. And here's the deal. The thing about that is when you apply to a position, you have to understand what happens on the other side of that coin. So I call it the black hole of applications. You are falling directly into that black hole as soon as you apply to a job portal. It's inevitable to apply through a job portal. That is what they're there for, is to apply to a job. But actually getting the step further and getting noticed is the hardest part, I think, of then moving forward in the process. And the biggest reason you're not hearing back is because no one has really paid attention or given due diligence to your resume. Think about it. You are applying for a job along with hundreds of people. Sometimes 500 people are going after the same job, and that is a lot of work for the recruiter or the hiring manager to go through. It's a lot. You want to do everything in your power to make it easy for the recruiter to notice you. That means standing apart. So how do you stand apart? So there are two key ways that you can sort of get out of that black hole. You know, and the first is making sure your materials are really, really excellent. So we talked about this in previous episodes of how to make your resume stand apart. And I think that is super critical because if your resume looks like everybody else's resume. So if you're using a Word template or something like that, and we've covered that and how to sort of, you know, revamp your resume. But if you're making it look like everybody else's, you're not going to get noticed. These hiring managers spend less than 5 seconds per resume. They're just going through resume after resume after resume, clicking through. And if yours is not standing apart in any significant way, then you may not get noticed even if your experience is really great. So that's why you have to design it. So that we talked about in a previous episode. So I recommend definitely going back and checking that out for how to make your resume stand apart. But basically, you just have to understand that on the other side of that, they're just going through hundreds. They're not giving you the opportunity to even get noticed if your resume doesn't look great. So make it stand apart. And that's like level one. Okay, so you have to make sure your materials are really excellent, that your resume is strong, and that you're following directions for the job. If they ask for a cover letter, you're doing that. You're doing all the steps that you need to. But beyond that, there's the one secret tip to get past that black hole of interviews, and that is to find a real person. So here's the deal. So when you're applying to jobs, you may not know anybody at these various companies, and that's fine. But here's the deal. You need to go the step further to find somebody who works at that company so you can actually get noticed. Nobody does this. I think it's super rare for people to actually go do the extra step and find somebody to then allow them to sort of get noticed. And there's a few ways you can do this. So let's say if you know somebody who works at that company, like that is easy. So then you are reaching out to that person. You reach out and you say, hi, I saw XYZ job, including a link to the job description. I was hoping maybe you could let me know who is the right person to reach out about this. I'm super interested in the position. I think it'd be a great fit. I appreciate your attention. You know, if that's somebody you know at that company, like that's an easy that's an easy no-brainer situation for how to sort of get noticed in that situation. But oftentimes it is sort of another situation. So it is where you may not know anybody at that company. And that's probably more likely what will happen, especially as you're just getting started and maybe you don't know a lot of people in that city or that market. Here's what I recommend doing. Go on the internet and find a real person. So LinkedIn has a wealth of information. You have an account on there. You have the ability to search for people at that company. So what I recommend doing is finding somebody that is in HR or in recruiting for that company that you could then send a note on LinkedIn about. And then you're going to be saying, okay, like I don't pay for LinkedIn. I don't know how to email this person. I'm supposed to get premium. If you are not able to email the person on LinkedIn, go online, do a little Google search, find out what the email address is for people at that company. So sometimes it's a standard first name, last name, or first initial, last name at company.com. Whatever that is, then plug their information into that sort of email template and reach out to them that way, either LinkedIn or via email. But it's okay to do this. So you just don't want to be annoying about it. So you want to reach out and say, hi, so-and-so. I hope you don't mind me reaching out. I saw that you work for XYZ company and I'm interested in applying for XYZ position. Would you happen to know anybody who might be good to reach out to about that position? I have experience in XYZ and I thought it could be a really great fit. I look forward to hearing back. Many thanks in advance, Best, your name, and including a link to your resume or an attachment to your resume so that they have everything. They have the information. They have the job description link. They have your resume and they have your interest. So this is what's called a cold email where you don't actually know the person that is going to receive the email. And it is a scary, scary thing to do because you don't know that person. You don't know how they're going to react. You don't want to annoy them. And so you have all these fears about how you're going to be perceived when you send that email. But I want to tell you this, that people have been in your position before. They know how tough it is to even get in the door at various companies, and they'll understand. And honestly, I think it shows initiative on your part that you did the extra step of reaching out about something because it shows how interested you are in the position. You want to be smart about it. You don't want to be annoying about it. But you also want to get noticed and you want someone to recognize that you are excited about this position and you think that you could be a really good fit. And it takes risk. It takes guts. I like this quote by Grant Cardone that wrote this book 10X, which I really liked. It's a sales book, but it was just inspirational. And he said, all the excuses in the world won't change one simple fact. The fear is a sign to do whatever it is you fear and do it quickly. So don't put too much thought into it. It is scary maybe reaching out to somebody you don't know, but if you want to get noticed at a company, if you want to get past that black hole, this is the essential thing to do so you get noticed and get hired. So that's it for today. I hope that you are making some September goals and I hope that this helps you get noticed and stop applying to the black hole. You know, the black hole is inevitable, but getting past that black hole is totally up to you. Everything is in your power to get past that black hole. You just have to know what to do. And the first thing is be unforgettable with your resume. Make sure your materials are super strong. And then reach out to a real, real person who has the power to forward your resume to the right person. And then when you have that personal connection, you're unstoppable. And go out there and kick ass. As always, if you like this podcast, please recommend it to a friend, rate it, review it. It is everywhere podcasts are, including iTunes, Stitcher, Anchor, Google Play. And please visit the site, kickassin.life. We are talking about how to be confident in interviews, how to master the first round interview, which is that phone screener, and more. So always, if you have questions, email me, kickassinyourlife@gmail.com. I'm here to help you. Instagram, it's the same, kickassin.life. I'm everywhere you want to be, and I'm here to help you. I do this for you. Until next time.